Talk some Tri-County Lady Mustang basketball. Head coach of the Lady Mustangs, Miles Dustman, joins us now. Lady Mustangs go 1-2 at the South Harrison Invitational last week. Back to conference play this week. The Lady Mustangs are going to hope to get some momentum on the home court. These are winnable games, but certainly, as we've been saying all season long, these are all games that you better play well or else you're going to take an L. Winston tonight at Tri-County, East Harrison on Friday night. How are you doing today, Coach?
I'm doing just fine. How about yourself, Tom?
Not bad. Not bad at all. Northeast Nottoway, you know, they're always kind of the team up at that South Harrison tournament. I don't know a bunch of them out, a lot being small school out there from Maryville. You had a tough time with them last Monday, 55-32. What was the issue that you had against the Blue Jays?
Yeah, they had a really good point guard that could really penetrate our man-to-man defense and make good decisions out of it. And she had really quick hands on the defensive end and could get out into transition pretty easily. We had a tough time containing her. They also had a big girl that stood about 6 foot tall and was really tough on the offensive glass and could also make really good decisions. They like to run a lot of handoff stuff with her and run her out of the high post that gave us trouble. Honestly, though, I thought we competed pretty decently. We had a game plan, and we came in, and whenever we were able to execute said game plan, we gave them pretty tough times on the defensive end. It's just that we had a tough time putting the ball in the hole, which is which has been a common theme so far this season. And while we're still getting better at that as the season progresses, those games are going to be tough to win just because whenever we can only hold a team to 55 points, we're going to have a tough time getting into shootouts with them. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's consistent, but it's also consistent offensively in the fact that you're anywhere between, say, like 22 and 36 points. Is, you know, if you just look at it and say, if we can get to the mid-40s, you know, just get another bucket or two per quarter, would that be a good goal offensively for the girls to kind of shoot out here for the next month?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, anytime we've been in the 40s, scoring-wise, we've either been really close or we've won a basketball game. So the game you mentioned last week against Grundy, we got into the 40s, and we had a pretty good run at it. But that seems to be the an outlier in our offensive production so far. But like I said, we're still figuring things out. I think as we get through the season and we get deeper into the season, we'll get stronger on that end, still figuring out roles and figuring out how to be ready to catch and shoot out on the perimeter, and to find driving lanes whenever we're closed out hard on. And those are hard things to figure out in game and in practice, especially with such a young team. But as the season goes on, we're going to get better at those things.
You get too many in the wrong way as far as the streak going the wrong way, and you know, that starts to work on the psyche of a young basketball team. So you had a 6-game losing streak going into Maysville on Wednesday. You got a victory against Maysville. You know, probably not the prettiest game ever, but 36-25. You will take that one. It's in the win column. How much was it just a breath of fresh air for the girls to be able to leave the gym with a W?
Oh, it was great. You know, 6-game losing streaks are nothing you once you have during a season, and so going out and getting a W against Maysville was huge for us. We really wanted to get a second W against East Harrison in the consolation game, since our goal for any tournament is to get 2 wins out of that tournament. But we came up a little bit short, but still, to stop that losing streak was huge for us, just to get us out of that rut a little bit and get our psyche to where we can actually pull one of these out and come through in a big way. And I thought the girls played well down the stretch. We had a couple miscues there in the third quarter where we kind of let Maysville back into it after building a 10 to 12 to 14 point lead and kind of holding that for most of the game. They trimmed it down to about 7 or so, and we really pulled ourselves together and extended that lead back out and made the game somewhat comfortable at the end.
This feels like just a really big week for your team, Coach, and I'm sure you've told the girls as much. When you have a couple of teams that you've been competitive with, but you've lost by, you know, that 5 to 10 point margin, coming to your place, and these are conference games. Winston tonight, Ridgeway, Canesville, that's East Harrison, of course, on Friday night. Yeah, especially with having home court advantage, these are just, you know, no other way you can kind of slice it. These are really big games for your program this week, are they not?
Oh, absolutely. And especially the second time through, going through the conference, these are huge. We know the opponent. We know how they're going to play. We know what it takes to beat them. It's just going out and executing at this point, especially since, like you said, it's two home games, and on Friday it being our homecoming. These are going to be really important games for us to really set the tone for our second time going through the conference schedule, and also setting up the Yeoman City tournament next week, our HDC tournament, and also districts coming up in a month. Okay, so we're getting down to the grind here, and we really need to start playing good basketball here, and this would be a great week to really start this off.
Well, I'm starting to put my plans together, and some of the information I know and some I don't. One of the things I don't know is where the tournament is this year. HDC tournament next month, Coach, where is it at?
Next month it is going to be at Grundy, and Winston is splitting it.
Gotcha.
I believe. I'll have to double check that. I haven't checked that in a couple weeks.
Okay.
But...
And we'll do some more checking on that as the date gets closer, right?
Yep,
that's
absolutely.
6th to the 11th of February is the HTC tournament. Coach, good luck with the home games this week. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.